It is, and we are. It's six, almost 7 minutes after the hour, 7:07, 6:30 KHOW. We are Denver's talk station, Thursday morning, the 29th of March. Weather is bizarre. You've obviously the Holly, Colorado story, and now we have a snowstorm here. That's George Bush last night, and there's a gathering every year of correspondents, television, radio, and he stands up and speaks. And as I was telling everybody, I say, he didn't write that. I mean, it's funny stuff. He delivers it well, but they got teams of writers. This morning, of course, we had Rick Murray on talking about the trucking deal, 20 Odell, and coming up, Chris Simcox and some others. But in the meantime, there's a magazine of our industry. It's called Talkers. And just read it. An extremely expensive, Boulder, Colorado, an extremely expensive executive counselor once told me that my constant letters to various Denver, Boulder, Colorado newspapers represented a sad cry for attention. So he suggested I stop, and I took most of his advice. I started calling radio stations instead. We go back many, many years together, you guys, and he has been such an important part of the goofy part of things that we do on this morning show on 630 KHOW, the lovely and talented Don Regge.
Good morning.
Morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're going to celebrate a decade of decadence this morning.
That's right. Yeah.
We've got more love to share than I think we can fit in. But I have one question about your previous guest, Ms. Odell.
Yeah.
She's on the way to DIA. Uh-huh. Did she take a sleeping bag? Because it's snowing.
No, that's right. That's right.
Now, I worry about her.
They were going to be on a show, and her husband's with her. Nice man. She's a wonderful woman. And they said, we got to go. And I said, hey.
Yeah.
They have a when writers and others come to town, there's a business here in town that they're the representatives, mm-hmm. and they take them around to radio, television, newspaper guys, and make sure they get to their rooms and get all taken care of. They're guides, and the guides over there like pacing. Okay, see ya.
So, well, 10 years ago,
right now,
I was stuck on I-25 in traffic, and you came out of a bumper, Warren Zevon's Werewolves of mm-hmm. London, singing Werewolf of Boulder. Of course, this was right after this was during the JonBenet Ramsey investigation, which had turned into a controversy early on and continues to this day. Well, I heard you say that, and I figured, well, that would be funny, and I put it together, sent it in, and that started 10 years of craziness.
So it started in January 97.
Early 97. I would say no later than March, but early 97.
Because the little girl's body was found in Christmas time, 96.
Right, and then it turned right into 97 afterwards, right. And I started a job down here, and I had a 90-minute commute, and you were a very important part of keeping my sanity. And you had a laser focus on that investigation, which I found incredibly interesting, and you had inside sources feeding you details nobody mm-hmm. else had. And I used those details in the lyrics of these songs. So these are actually a historical record, or hysterical record, if you will, of the case. And we might as well get right started.
Okay. All right, let me do a couple quick things. It's 10 minutes after the hour, 7:10, and Don Regge's in studio, Peter Boyle's. We became Media Whore Productions, and it came after I was accused of being a media whore, I think, is when we dubbed it Media Whore Productions. And someone called me a media, which I've been called many, many times since.
And worse.
And worse things than that. But so we formed Media Whore Productions. And actually, there's a third person who now contributes to Media Whore.
Big Bob Hayworth out of Golden. And he wants to do a trucking song, but I keep playing golf instead. So,
No, because I was thinking of a trucking song, too.
Okay.
There's a couple of them, and we'll obviously speak about that. So I was, and I remember it so well, in a bumper. And the music that's in our business that plays after a break or going into a break is called bumper music, and that's an inside term. And somebody played Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, Werewolves of Boulder again, because, you know, there's a line from history, and it says, man is man's wolf. Isn't that wonderful
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that we talk about, you know, how we treat one another, the horribleness that we have done to
our
one
natural
another.
Prey is ourselves.
And the line, and I don't know whose line it was, one of the philosophers, a French philosopher, I think, who said, man is man's wolf. And that's always stuck with me. Anyway, werewolves of Boulder. So Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London So reggae. What did you call me or did you send me this? I forget.
I just sent it to you out of the blue, and it sat on your desk for 2 weeks. And I very meekly called back in, and I said, "Gee,
what are you doing?"
Well, yeah, and you didn't even know it was there.
Yeah.
Then I woke up one morning, and you were playing it, and it started this madness.
12 minutes after the hour, taking you back in time 10 years, because this now has become this Confessions of a Media Whore is becoming this national mag called Talkers Magazine about Donnie and me. So, Greg, if you would, give the folks, this was the first of the songs, Media Whore Productions, Werewolves of Boulder.
Werewolves of Boulder. If you hear him walking around outside your house in the snow, well, he won't leave no prints. Little beauty pageant queen got strangled late last night. Werewolf of Boulder again. Ah, ooh, werewolf of Boulder. Ah, ooh.
And it gives you the idea. I mean, werewolves of Boulder, and it was a Zevon, and then the next one was Roy Orbison's. Turn on your mic. You hit the red button there. Hit the red button. Try it again. He just killed your mic. There you go.
I was really amused by your practice of playing when the merry-go-round merry-go-round breaks down.
The end of the
every time Boulder would come up in a conversation.
Boulder.
Because it had gotten so crazy up there that it was almost like a cartoon.
And what it is it was the end of every Warner Brothers cartoon. Porky Pig comes out of the bullseye. And I never know, a million years ago, in another time, in another place, I had a friend say, "Boyles, pig's coming out of the bullseye." And I never thought of it, but this, Porky comes out of the bullseye, and he does it. That's all. And he waves, and he said, "That's all, folks."
Well, things were crazy in Boulder, and that's the way you were mocking him. And that inspired this song, which was a takeoff of Roy Orbison's Only the Lonely.
I'm suspect, dumb, 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 really dumb. Way, 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 way out. Whoa, 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 whoa is us. Only in Boulder.
Only in Boulder. I remember singing these songs. There, here's a good part here.
Only in Boulder.
This is all Don's work, Don's voice.
And the mayor doesn't want to know.
Way, remember the great way, Leslie?
Way out. Only in Boulder.
That was so good. So the late, great Roy Orbison. We always had to apologize to everybody.
Yeah, with apologies.
With apologies to Warren Zevon, with apologies to Roy Orbison, who I love. And if you've ever been around people in the South that are Roy Orbison fans, it's one word.
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
You never say, like people say, "Who do you like?" I like Willie Nelson. I like Waylon Jennings. Who do you like? Roy Orbison. So then the next 2.5 years. I mean, because that's how long this
The case kept going.
Yes.
It keeps going to this day.
Absolutely. We had John Mark Carr.
Exactly.
Sure.
Well, there was some suspicion of John Ramsey being more involved than it looks like he actually was.
What do you think?
And that inspired – you called me at work this time. I had my boss behind me. The phone rings. I pick it up and you say, "Hey, Big Bad John."
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's.
And of course, John Ramsey. And back in the day, it was Dean.
Jimmy Dean.
I
think this was actually the first rap song, if you think about it.
Big. Well.
Because he talks it.
Actually, I always thought, and I don't want to get like into this, but there was a group that I loved as a kid called the Cadillacs. And they did "Peekaboo, I'm Watching You" and all kinds of really cool songs. And I always thought that they were kind of like the first. Then there's the Last Poets, and it just gets away from that.
Well, as we veer off topic.
Yes, we do. But so John Ramsey, and this was, I think, about album time for us too, wasn't it? Was Big John?
No, this was before actually number three.
Before we did 2 years and No Justice?
Okay. Oh, definitely.
My mind's ahead.
Definitely.
All
yeah,
right.
Well, 10 years. This is very
right,
compacted.
So, again, with apologies to
Jimmy Dean, this is based on his Big Bad John. And this is Big Bad John.
John Ramsey.
Launched a plan to sway the jury pool. They were playing every citizen for a fool, a true victim family with a PR team. Nothing more important than self-esteem to Big John.
I love this.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Well, the Boulder folk just didn't know what to say. They all kind of wished it would all go away. But radio and TV and tabloids, too, kept waiting for the drop of the other shoe from Big John.
That was great.
And one day soon it'll all come apart when somebody close speaks straight from the heart. But for now, he'll have to face the attacks because everything seems to point
back.
Right back at Big John. Big John.
Do you think...
Big John.
You think they ever listened to these?
Big John.
I had people tell me that my knees were going to be broken.
Oh, yeah. I remember you got threatened. Oh, but that goes with the territory.
Well, there was some funny stuff going on with some lawyers that were run off the road up in Boulder.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So my mother was frightened, but I figured, what the heck?
Hey, why not? No guts, no glory.
Exactly.
But do you think Patsy and you know, Patsy's now no longer with us, but do you think Patsy and John and Burke and all their A-team of little friends up there, do you think they ever listened to this stuff?
I'd be happy to send them a copy.
Well, I know.
They never requested it.
No, we never.
And I didn't want to be that forward. And by that time, they'd moved out.
I wonder if Hal Haddon ever listened.
I sent one to the firm.
He was there.
I definitely sent one to the law firm. And I want to talk about the ransom.
Now, let me do this. We have to take a pause. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 7:18, 6:30 KHOW. We are Denver's talk station. It is nasty weather. Take your time. Chris Simcox coming up. There's a thing, Talkers Magazine, and the Confessions of a Media Whore, and it's a national mag, and Don, of course, is multimedia producer, lives in Boulder, and we were all together through all, actually, we have some more coming up, too, so hold on your hats, because it gets much better. 630 KHOW, 19 after the hour, 7:19, up to the minute, traffic on 630 KHOW, here's Susan. Seven twenty-four, 6:30 KHOW. We are Denver's talk station. It's a Thursday. Chris Simcox coming up. The folks in the Minutemen Project have announced they're going back to the border for spring, and the quote civil rights organizations now are going to follow them to make sure they ever been down with those people. It's a bunch of gray-haired retirees sitting there in lawn chairs. You better watch out for them. 25 after the hour in studio. Don Rege, my partner in Media Whore Productions, and we got a write-up in a national mag about the all the music that he has done, and I just get
inspired by you over the past decade.
Yeah, I just get these weird things. Donnie, let's do this. So the next one was
the letter, and this was when Darnay Hoffman got into court because the handwriting specialist had matched Patsy's handwriting with the ransom note,
and so with. Apologies to the box tops.
The box tops, excellent.
This was, and actually, as you know, there was a ransom note. Most notes are a note. This was three pages. It was a letter.
Now a New York lawyer says he has the proof. We won't talk, but no one prints the truth. Someone named Darnay may have held her pay. He can't prove we wrote the letter.
It was so good.
Well, you write an A this way, and you write an A that way, and there's quavering and weaving and waving, cause she's on too much dope. Run away, yeah. How can we make this look like we're not involved? How can we make sure this case is never solved? Pass the note around, then move out of town. They can't prove we wrote the letter. They can't prove we wrote the letter.
I remember that. God. Boom. Big drum. 26 after the hour.
And then they let him fly out of Boulder.
Oh, yeah, and then he took off. Now, in the middle of all of this, there was something that I later dubbed. The Ramses then set up a press conference, and they put it in a hotel in Boulder. They created a set. They moved out all the furniture that was in the room, brought in their own furniture. They also then selected. They made private. You actually had to have a password to get in. And what kind of press conference? That only time I ever saw anything equal to that was Bill Romanowski's press conference when Romo called a press conference and then would not answer any questions, his lawyers answered. It only can be rivaled by Phil Anschutz's appearance before Congress. But so these, and Patsy called these the seven most, I don't know, whatever.
Respected
journalists. And
you called them the Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven. We played dun, 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 dun when they were.
And they all rolled over.
Every one of them. And we got to the final moment when Paula Woodward asked the magical question, how's Burke? So that began this.
Michael
Rowe. Wrong tune. Cut nine.
Hit number nine.
Nine. Well, we're looking for Paula the Brown Nose Reporter.
Number nine.
Turn me on, dead man.
Yeah.
See? Huh?
For people that don't understand what that means, back in the old days of turntables, and you could run it backwards with the motor off.
Yeah.
Number nine said, turn me on, dead man, and that proved Paul was dead.
That's right. The walrus is Paul, and walrus is a symbol of death to the Eskimo people.
And from Paul to Paula.
There you go. Well, which one is it? Keep listening to Q. Listen to Paulo. Paulo. Hey, Paulo. Listen to it in Q there a minute. Try, after Friends in High Places, because we're jumping over a lot of the tunes that we did.
Oh, look, my numbering got screwed up.
Look at you. What number is it really?
It's probably seven.
Try seven. No.
At least. That's
there
it.
There it is. That's it. All right. Start it again. This was Paula the Brown Nose Reporter. This came out Christmas time, I think this came after that. If you would, Paula the Brown Nose Reporter.
There was Charlie and Philip and Lisa L. Reichman, Benny and Bertha and Sherry Keene Osborne. But can you recall the most shameless suck up of all?
It's a wonder.
Boom, boom, Paula the Ramsey Lapdog. Every big brown nose. After you watch her interview, you would even say it grows. All of the other journalists used to think she had some class. Now they just get embarrassed as she kisses Ramsey's ass. One foggy Christmas night, the young life met an end. Paula disregards the facts to suck up to her friend. Oh, how the public hates this as they shout out angrily. They treat the rich in Boulder not the same as you and me. Then one foggy New Year's Eve, Hal Haddon came to say, Paula, with your nose so brown, won't you come to Boulder Town? Know how the Ramseys loved her, and they shouted out with glee. Thanks to the brown nose journalist, we'll be getting off scot-free.
Bump, bump. You know, it's a wonder you and I kept jobs. At least me.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what did you care?
I had little to lose.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Sorry, Greg, about the numbering there.
So people were so mad at us. At 7:30, we still haven't even hit some of the really good ones, although I think that was the high point. It's not going to get any
better.
You
were so sick of the crumbling journalistic standards of everybody trying to crawl close to them, and the Rocky Mountain News was putting them on the Ramsey Mountain News.
We called it the Ramsey Mountain, and they repeated that when they became the John Mark Carr version of the Ramsey Mountain News one more time. You know, remember that great headline, to the ever dying credit of the Rocky Mountain News, at last, and John Mark Carr. My God, Michael Tracy, that whole crapola thing. The Michael Tracy song was Michael, Row Your Load Some More.
Yeah, which
we got
to very well be
this, man. We got to do this. We got to pause. Got to pause for the cause. More tunes after this. I always love those guys. So here's what we're going to do. Don's work got in this national mag called Talkers, and about the music that we did. And have continued to do, because we got the Haggard songs and the rest of the stuff. So 7:31, 29 minutes before the hour, 6:30 KHOW Thursday morning. Chris Simcox coming up. I'm Peter Boyle. Snowy, nasty morning. Up to the minute traffic, or Susan. 4 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 6:30 KHOW, Denver's talk station. This is one of those Bob Dylan, you don't need to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Hit the button. Hit the button. Hit the button. Hit the button. There you go. Don Reggae. Don't. He's in there fighting against the button. Anyhow, so it is. That's where the weathermen came from, is they stole that line from Bob Dylan. And so that became the weathermen in Denver, excuse me, in color, in U.S. radical politics.
Well, let's rock on some of these because I want to get on to some other topics. We're not just about the Ramses. We're not just about immigration. We've made fun of a lot of things.
So you want to do Michael Row Your Load some more? Because one of the most unbelievably untrustworthy, you fill in the blank, people that had ever got involved in the Ramses was Michael Tracy. And we saw him at his level best in John Mark Carr. Mm-hmm. I had had enough of Michael Tracy. I had some weird idea. And you went with it. Everybody remember, I think it was the Highwaymen that did Michael Row Your Boat Ashore. And I came up with this idea, and Donnie did the hard work. This one is for Michael Tracy.
Michael, row your load some more. Michael Tracy, pitch your boat, you'll need a whore. Michael Tracy.
This was before John Mark Carr.
Did you dot your I's and cross your T's?
Mary Lacy.
Or were you too eager for a guilty plea?
Mary Lacy.
Mainstream media has some nerve.
Are you crazy?
All they caught was a delusional perv.
No, that was was John Mark Carr.
They had flown him back.
That's right.
First class with shrimp and champagne.
And
the guy was just playing them. But one time, 6 years ago, when we visited these songs, and that's when we did have 2 years, No Justice, 12 Annoying Songs.
That was the album.
You had an idea of, well, let's let the listeners come up with the next one.
This is very funny.
And let's just run these two back to back. They're short and very sweet. These are listeners calling in cold with their ideas of Ramsey parody songs.
Hi, Liz. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter.
Yes.
I'm really a kind-hearted person, so I feel kind of guilty about this.
I was going to say, however. Right?
Work through it.
Yeah.
I call this Patsy's song, and it's to the tune of These Boots Were Made From Walking, Walking.
All right, go ahead.
Which is a little difficult, so I'll try to recite it.
All right, take your time.
That mouth was made for talking on all the TV shows. You'll never find her balking to tell you what she knows.
This mouth
was made for talking. She'll tell you what is true. And though the word sounds so sincere, she really means screw you.
I can remember
such
that
a nice little old lady. Doom, 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 doom,
I'm
doom,
a nice
doom,
little,
doom.
I am ready, an old lady.
Ready boots? Ready mouth? Start lying.
I am. I'm 83 years old.
Well, you're a wonderful lady.
You're fantastic.
We love you. I'm going to put you on hold. Give a phone number to Michael.
Just roll through the next one.
The next one. These are calls.
I got one called Queen of the Wild Frontier, and it's sung to the tune of Davy Crockett.
All right, go ahead.
Born on a mountaintop in WVA, she was a beauty or so they say. Then she hopped a freight the whole world to see and wound up a marrying to John Ramsey.
Patsy Ramsey.
We came right up on
wild
that.
Frontier.
I knew he was going with that.
Oh, I love it. Go ahead.
He came to the Rockies where living is best.
Go ahead.
Oh, and then put JonBenet in a beauty contest.
Excellent.
She handily won while she was alive, but her career was over when she was only five.
Patsy Ramsey, Queen of the Wild Frontier.
Well, now I won't win any awards for it.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that. That was wonderful.
We had calls all morning for nearly 2 hours of people.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
They were very creative. They were very funny, and some of them were extremely mean.
Now, of course, now came the moment of the El Dildo Bandito.
El Dildo Bandito.
Another great moment.
I figured I was out of the parody business. The Ramses had moved. Everybody's forgotten about them. And then suddenly a fellow named Bob Rowan jumped to the headlines.
Came in our radio studio before he does the snitch.
And raided the Boulder Public Library where there was a display of ceramic penises.
Let me tell you why. This is after 9/11. And the display went up, and actually we've met the man who was in
Chris
the
Chris Power wrote
Chris
a book about
Power.
It called Long May They Wave, available everywhere
Absolutely.
On Amazon.
So they had put up a huge American flag as a welcome.
They wanted to, yes, and yes. He got permission.
He got, and then suddenly this the head librarian,
Marcelie Grelop,
who won't return phone calls.
Right. She said it would be it would intimidate people of other cultures, and they wanted to remain objective.
This was after 9/11.
And this is a tax-supported institution.
Not after 9/11, right. After 9/11. So
yet. They were flying 21 multicolored ceramic
pieces.
And Rowan took it upon himself to rectify the situation.
This is the part of it. I think it was Fotopoulos. Fotopoulos calls me up. And you know Fotopoulos.
Peter, yeah.
Fotopoulos calls me up and says, all right, Boyles. He said, they won't put up the flag. He said, but you know what they got hanging? And I said, what? He said, penises. And I said, peni, which I think is the plural. Anyway, it was Fotopoulos who hits the home run. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no. So he goes in the library. He's on his cell phone. He's describing. They had different colors, red and orange.
Oh, they were rainbow of colors, and they had little booties on them. They were hanging from hangman's nooses from a clothesline.
Right across from the children's section
of books.
But
they wouldn't hang an American flag, and we should go right into it.
So this guy goes up there in the middle. Actually, he goes.
He told him he was going to take them down. And so this is a tribute to him, the legend of El Dildo Bandito.
He staged a daring escape from the place out by the canyon side. Penis is jangling, he jumped into his car, headed for Heatherwood where he resides. And the artist, the psychology student who's seeking some answers, maybe she'll find out why her heart is sick. Then when the Boulder police did arrest him, El Dildo Bandito gladly confessed. Boulder police had finally found a suspect, mainly because he gave them his address. Boulder's a place where even a nutcase can be elected the mayor.
And
that was so good.
Marcelie, we became national news again. Boulder has a tendency. And
I started doing national television
she
shows.
She started backstepping and changing her story. And that inspired this next one, which was a takeoff on a Beatles song.
Changes her story. Now says the flag is too big to be hung in this place.
Dum, 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 dum.
With a straight-faced Republic of Boulder, they support free speech if they agree with what you say. Otherwise, no way. What must she be thinking? Well, one thing leaves no doubt.
Oh.
As library director, it's time to check her out.
Dum, dum, dum. I remember doing this.
Look at all the dangling dildos.
That was kind of
look at all the dangling dildos.
Now, just one more, and then we got a break again. And then along comes Ward Churchill.
Putting Boulder back into the national spotlight with his mouth.
And we...
I believe I'm related to him now. Now, he's got black blood in him.
He's black. He's black. He claimed he's black. And, I mean, it's like...
He's a rainbow coalition.
All by himself.
Yeah.
It's a guy's a white guy like me. The guy's a WT, and they just can't get... Anyhow.
I do like his hair.
Well, I wish I had it. So, Ward Churchill arrives on the scene, and Donnie and I go back to work with this.
How could we not?
He bought dark glasses and a headband. And then he called himself a red man.
I love this.
Been preaching hatred all his time. The CU Regents must be blind. Counterfeit in the end.
That was beauty.
From the wannabe tribe.
Boom, boom.
His feather's phony. He lived a lie.
From the wannabe tribe.
Yeah, from the wannabe tribe. And I wonder if he's ever heard that song.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. We must pause because some of the all-timers are coming up. John Hickenlooper's Please Come to Denver. Federico to the Rescue, and I think the one that just was the precious one. I'm on a long run one morning. I'm running. It's during the Ted Haggard, and it was Mike Jones, and I thought, well, hell, me and Mrs. Jones. I remember calling you up on the phone and saying, me and Mr. Jones, and you went, you just ruined my weekend.
Yeah.
We'll do both of those, all of that right after the 6:47, 13 before the hour. Don Reggae, Peter Boyle's Media Whore gets national attention with the goofiness that we pulled off. Thursday, lousy, lousy road, 6:30 KHW, Denver's talk station. For the hour, try and get a couple more in here. 6:30 KHOW on a Thursday morning. Don Reggae, Media Whore Productions, Peter Boyles, looking at 10 years, a medley of our hit.
A decade of decadence.
Who would you like to, want to Please Come to Denver?
Well, Please Come to Denver was the first of the immigration songs, yeah. And you called me with that idea as well. And I thought it was fantastic, and I was quite honored to be able to play this at your Billboard rally. And later to be joined by Tom Tancredo in song when we did El Paso.
All right, so this, ladies and gentlemen, was aimed at John Hickenlooper, as it should be and will continue to be.
Please come to Denver, let me help you. The papers you need are all easy to get, and we never check. If the cops should catch you, they'll release you. Just remember, John Hickenlooper loves you. Please come to Denver, be a sport, 'cause I am one dishwasher
sure.
Denver is your kind of town. Drop an anchor, baby, settle down. Healthcare and free school for all Mexicans.
We got yelled at for that one, man.
I'm the number one fan of a legal.
And then, really, really quick, Dick Crack, who I love dearly, and actually when we premiered, and I had this one on a run, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a run, and I'm, you know, and Crack had, like, put a bang on us in the column. And I absolutely love Dick Crack. We're very good friends. We talk a lot. But I'm running, and you always get a rhythm when you run. And we did, Don Reggae did this one. We never played it before unless we played it for Crack. Remember, we held off.
Yeah.
We had Crack on the air and said, Dickie, I want you to hear this. This was one of the all-time greats. Craig, if you would, real quick.
Dick Crack.
Okay, now way out west in Denver, there lives a columnist. He writes about the media, but never gets the gist.
Dick Crack.
Uses a thesaurus.
Dick Crack.
Still manages to bore us.
30 years in Denver, is he an old dead ender?
Dick Crack.
Oh, man. And we played it for him on here. We never played it till we played it to him.
Dick. Criticizing Dick. K-How.
Dick.
Dick.
Who is he anyhow?
Dick. 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 And he laughed out loud when he heard
Disney.
It. And actually, we made him a CD, and I think the former Mrs. Crack plays it. all right, now, this is because we're close to the end. And then up pops the devil. We have Ted Haggard and
where's the table? I wanted a massage.
Well, what happened to the table? Hey, Greg, where's the table? I got sold on eBay. That's right.
Excellent.
How much did they get for it? Well, never mind. We'll do that later. So I
5 to 8.
That's right. So, oh, you have happy ending. And so I'm running again, and we're in the middle of this Mike Jones and Ted Haggard deal. And so I'm running and running and running, and weird things happen, and you break that wall, and all of a sudden it's there. So with immense apologies to Billy Paul, who I absolutely loved, I came up, and I had this idea. I came back from a run. I picked up my phone. I called him. I said,
Well, can I read it right
sure.
from the magazine here real quick? When gay escort Mike Jones chose Peter's show to reveal the lurid details of his trysts with New Life Church pastor Ted Haggard, Boyles knew this story was hot as hell. Religion, adultery, lies, hypocrisy, sex and drugs. All it needed was rock and roll. And so he calls me up and he said, me and Mr. Jones.
If you would. This may be the best effort ever.
Me and Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on.
sex that's vanilla with another fella doesn't mean I'm gay. No way.
No way.
Methamphetamine sounds a bit extreme. I was tempted, but I swear I threw it away. Me and Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones.
Wonderful. And Mike Jones loved it.
We got a thing going on. I wanted a new life. And I hope that my wife wouldn't find out one day.
Okay.
That I'm gay. On my motorbike, I'd visit Muscle Mike and pray that he robbed me the wrong way. Me and Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr.
God.
Jones.
Donnie. I don't know, my boy.
It's been a fantastic decade. Thank you so much for the inspiration. You inspire a lot of people in various ways.
And then the album, we made the album, 2 years, No Justice, and 12 Annoying Songs.
Right, and we're almost up to 12 on the immigration issue.
And we'll be there soon. And so you can, for those of you listening at home, you can download all this stuff. It's there.
A lot of them are available on K Howe's website. They're all available through MediaWhore.com.
And here we go.
One fresh and tender kiss.
Kiss, kiss. God bless you, my boy. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter.
Confessions of the Media Whore, Don Reggae, Peter Boyles, and the beat goes on. We come back with Chris Simcox. Wait till you hear this story. Stay here. It's K-Hell.
One boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this. Don't forget a small moonbeam. Fold in lightly with a dream.